CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel November, KQ4WHN. My name is Mark. My location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is in an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Unheard. So with that, we'll go ahead and move to the roll call portion. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG-Q portion. Got a couple of Echolink stations, and I know both of these calls, so I'm just going to call them out by name. Scott, you want to go ahead and check in? It looks like you're the first one on my list tonight. If you wanted Echolink stations only, and let's start with Scott.
Net control, this is November 2 Sierra Whiskey Juliet. Scott, I'm in Hebron, Kentucky, normally from Greer. And I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net, and 73 to everybody.
Right. And then looks like Lee is our other Echolink station. Lee, you want to call KQ4WHN? Back and try that here in just a minute. We've got a couple of, we've got several. Let's go more than a couple. We've got a bunch. We've got folks that have used the pre-net check-in on the BRARS.cc website, and we need to acknowledge them. So let's go ahead and get that knocked out, and then we'll start with the RF portion after a quick check on the Echolink stations. So here we go. On the web is KC or PLT, that's Richard in Flowery Branch, Georgia. KF4CKT, that's John in Honeypath. Got KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia. KG4PFI, that's Don in Piedmont, and he brings along Linda, that's KG4QLQ. Got W2AMD, that's Andy there in Simpsonville. Got K4XL in Prosperity. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. Got NC9V, that's Leon, one of our net controllers. Thanks for joining us via the web check-in, Leon. Along with his wife, KE4DXJ, that's Wendy. Got KC4W, that's Bill and Anderson. Got N4CRV, that's Lee. Well, I should have looked, Lee. You're already checked in, so you don't have to call out on Echolink if you don't want to. You're way ahead of me. Got KB2 Beasley, W4SBX, that's Brad in Simpsonville. W4DJW, that's Dave in Greer. KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit. KQ4TGH, that's John in Easley. KG4WNP, that's Landon there in Greenville. And then just via then, we had N2SWJ, that was Scott, via Echolink. So I got a couple of Echolink stations. Looks like I've accounted for two out of the three. So Echolink stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative. I think I heard you call for Echolink.
I did indeed call for Echolink, Jim. I appreciate you checking in. KO4YHY. That's Jim in Greenville. Thanks for joining us tonight via the internet and Echolink. All right. That's going to get us through the pre-net check-ins and the Echolink stations that are standing by. We're going to go ahead and move to the alphabet and the RF spectrum, which means because it's Tuesday night, we're going to begin with the India through Lima group, I through L, call KQ4WHN or net control.
WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, so send me 3 for each one.
WHN. Mark, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
WHN. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, Sid and Fletcher will be in, or no, excuse me, will be out. We no traffic, no problem.
For WHN. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 7-3.
KQ4, WHN. Please check in. KR4, CZI. Kilo Romeo 4. Charlie Zulu, India. Walter and Anderson. I'm negative, negative.
4WHN with a Blue Ridge 2 meter net. That's a good little group there. All right, Net Control would like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James up there on that mountain in North Carolina. Thanks for joining us tonight, James. I got KO4JKV. That's Duncan up there in Asheville, one of our Net Controllers. I think I missed you last night, Duncan. I apologize, but gets busier every day. Got W4IOE. That's Sid there in Fletcher. Thanks for joining us tonight, Sid. And then we've got KK4JBQ, that's Larry, and he brings along his wife, KC4MFK, that's Donna. Larry, always appreciate you coming in and joining me each and every Tuesday when I'm here. And then to round us out in that group, we've got KR4CZI, that's Walter there in Anderson. Thanks for joining us tonight, Walter. Anyone else in the India through Lemur group, I through L, call KQ4WHN.
Net Control, I have one correction.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, this is KC4PLT. I'm just going to let you know my location is in Pendergrass. Valley Branch, Georgia. That's my mailing, but that's not really my location. That's why I put Pendergrass on it in there to QSL.
For Pendergrass, I've been calling you wrong that whole time, but I will make a note to make sure I get that right from here on out. Thanks for the correction.
Hey, not a problem.
All right, that sounds like we got the I2L. Let's go on ahead to Mike through Papa, M through P, call KQ4WHN.
Hello? Mark, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, we're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilomite 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, she's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
WHN. Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Granville County, B Native and Native, 7-3 to you and all the net.
It's KQ4WHN with a Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And Net Control would like to recognize KK4ONO. That's Lorena. And she brings along KK4DMW. That's Rick. And together, They bring along KM4MOQ. Oh, that's their daughter, Michelle. Thanks for bringing the family, as always, Lorena. Always good to hear you and Rick on the air. Alternating each night, or seemingly alternating each night, I hear you you two on the air pretty frequently on different nets. So appreciate you going out and spending the time. Then we've got WG4MC, that's Matt, in Western Greenville County. And Matt is another one of our net controllers. Always appreciate the folks that spend the time doing it, because it's definitely been a challenge for me as I got used to it. But getting the hang of it, getting going. Anybody else in the Mike Through Papa group, M through B, call KQ4WHN. Time to move on to Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark, and thank you for calling the net. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative, negative, sir.
KQ4WHN. Check in, KL Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris from Liberty, and I'll meet you in there. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Please check in, Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor, Ross, Radio Ocean Sugar Sugar, Taylor, South Carolina. I have no announcements, but I will stay on for Rag 2. KV4RV 73.
All right, this is KQ4WHN with a Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And tonight we've got N0TR, Tom, singing out from Greer. Good to hear your voice as always, Tom. Thanks for joining us. Got KO4 in Liberty. And I'm glad you guys are keeping the order so that it's easier for me to fill in the blanks. Thanks for joining us tonight, Chris. And then I've got KV4RV, that's Ross there in Taylor's, with a comment, and Ross will come back to you when we're done with the formal check-in portion of the net. Thanks for putting yourself down, and we'll come back to you here shortly. Anyone else in the Q through T, Quebec through Tango group, call KQ4WHN. Then we're going to be in the Uniform through Zulu group of the RF spectrum. That's going to be U through Z, call KQ4WHN.
Forward WHN. Copy. Kilowatt Echo 4 Victor Golf November. KE4VGN. Richard in Greenville. No traffic, no roundtable. Good evening.
All right, this is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize KE4VGN. That's Richard there in Greenville. Thanks for joining us tonight, Richard. Anyone else in the Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, call KQ4WHN.
In Kilo, Quebec 4, Yankee, Quebec, India. This is Jose and Taylor's, and I'll be negative, negative. Thank you.
Net control would like to recognize KQ4YQI. That's Jose. Thanks for joining us tonight, Jose. I knew if I give it another shot, I could shake somebody loose out of that last group in the alphabet. There's always a few more than one. But thanks for joining us tonight. We'll go ahead and move on to the Alpha through Delta group, the top of the alphabet, A through D. Call KQ4WHN.
4WHN. In Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo. KR4ACR, Terry and Moore, negative and negative. Good evening.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize KR4ACR. That's Terry there and more. Thanks for joining us tonight, Terry. We've got some quiet folks out there listening, or we're not getting out to everybody, or there's something good on TV. Let's try this one more time. Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KQ4WHN.
Net control. Again, Kilo, Quebec 4, Bravo, Golf, Echo, KQ4BGE, Donnie, and I'm mobile in Central South Carolina, and hope everyone's having a wonderful weekend, or not weekend, weeknight, or week, I should say. Mine's been a little rough. 73s, everyone. Thank you for calling the net. I'll be in and out.
Tom in Greenville, Kilo Romeo 4, Bravo Lima X-ray, and nothing to report, and I'll be in and out. Thank you for calling the net.
All right, this is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. And net control would like to recognize KQ4BGE. That's Donnie out there mobile, driving around. Take it easy and obey all those stop signs. Donnie, good to hear from you tonight. Thanks for joining us on the net. Also, we've got KR4BLX, Bravo Lima X-ray, if I've got that correct. And that's going to be Thomas there in Greenville. Thanks for joining us tonight. All right, let's move on to the patient group with the last in the RF spectrum, and then we'll go all call. Echo through hotel. Try that again. Echo through hotel. Call KQ4WHN.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight. Thanks for calling that, Mark.
WHM. Hey, Mark, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZM in Chandler, North Carolina. I will be negative, negative night, Mark. Thanks for being here.
4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Net Control would like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick. They're in Penrose. Thanks for joining us tonight, Patrick. Patrick's another one of those folks that stands watch and handles net control from time to time. Thanks for joining us. We've got KC4EZN. That's Harry. They're in Candler, North Carolina. Thanks for joining us tonight and every, seemingly every weekend, weekend. You got me doing it now, every week at this time. So thanks for joining us, Harry. Good time to go all call. Let's go Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Anyone anywhere in the sound of my voice want to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net? Now is a great time to do it. Call KQ4WHN.
Net Control. Kilo 4 Juliet, Foxtrot. Jim in Simpsonville. Negative and negative.
Kilo Quebec 4 Zulu Yankee Uniform SKQ4ZYU. Alan, I'm in Piedmont tonight.
4WHN. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no shoe tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Hey, Gary.
Check in, N4NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Juliet, in the mic. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Please send me in and out. Good to everybody over there, N4NLR.
4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, and Net Control would like to recognize K4JF, that's Jim there in Simpsonville. Thanks for joining us tonight, Jim. Got KQ4ZYU, that's Alan there in, I guess he's on the road tonight, so I won't try and suggest to you what's up with that, but he's out doing something. So thanks for joining us on the move there, Alan. Appreciate you joining us. Then I've got KO4DO. No, that's wrong. It's KI4DOS. How could I possibly get that one wrong? Unite Net Controller, and he is bringing along his pretty little bride, K3JOY. That's Joy. Thanks for coming in and representing tonight. And then finally, we've got N4NLR. That's James there in Greenville. I'm starting to see some calls and names that either I have not seen a lot of or have not seen before. And I've been doing this a few months now. So thank you, one and all, for joining us tonight. We're approaching 50 check-ins, which is always kind of the watermark for me. So let's give it another all call, and then we'll move on to the rack chew portion. Anyone, anywhere, want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KQ4WHN. This is KQ4WHN, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for those checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rack chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rack chews. Tonight, I have got someone that put his name down as hanging around for RagTube, but want to make sure you've got a topic. Ross, KVR, KV4RV, Ross, you got anything you want to talk about tonight? Call KQ4WHN.
Hey, Mark, you got it right. Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor, Ross in Taylor's. And first of all, I do have two comments that might interest everybody. But I don't think I have your last letter of your suffix right. Can I get your call sign slowly, phonetically, please?
Yes, sir. My call sign is Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel November. Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel November. I don't know where, but I do know when. Whiskey Hotel November.
I got it now. Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November, QSL?
QSL, sir, you got it.
Yeah, very good. I heard KI4DOS, Gary, on there just a minute. Gary and I know each other from way back. You still on there, Gary?
How do you hear KI4DOS?
Well, don't shut your rig down a second. I got something in a second that's gonna blow your doors off. Anybody listening, some people know me, been around Greenville a long time. Used to be one of the testers down there with Steve Schaefer and the crew that does the VE tests. But I had an experience last Thursday that I thought I would never have in my life. And I've got a picture to prove it. But I went to a financial planning seminar. One of the guest speakers was a gentleman by the name of Charles Duke. And for those of you who might be space buffs, he was one of the Apollo 16 moonwalkers. He's just turned 90 years old last October, October 3rd. And he was able to give an account of his experience walking on the moon. And I got a chance to talk to him, shake his hand, and get my picture taken with him last Tuesday. Can anybody believe that? KV4RV.
Jealous. I grew up as a young kid watching a lot of the Apollo missions when I was busy playing with my $6 million man, Steve Austin, action figure. So all of that brings back fond memories, but that's amazing. That Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong always wanted to be in the same room with them and never managed to do that one. So you got my my admiration and amazement that you managed to pull that off, even though it was probably part of their pitch.
KQ4WHN, KV4RV. And some of you may know this already, but Charles Duke and his wife now live in Greenville, South Carolina. His son moved here years ago. Charles Duke is originally from Lancaster, South Carolina. And that brings me to my second little announcement. This coming Sunday will make the second anniversary of my successful kidney transplant back in 2023. And the doctors say I'm doing great, I'm feeling better, I'm working out at the Y, I'm trying to keep up with my younger wife, and life is good. I thank the good Lord Jesus for that new kidney, and best wishes to all my ham buddies that might know me out there. Thank you, Mark, for letting me react to you a little bit. KQ4WHN, KV4, Romeo Victor, 73 and clear.
For RV, Ross, that's amazing. I have only run into a handful of folks that have had the opportunity to continue on a certain quality of life after organ transplant, and that's one of the reasons I always check the donor card and make sure I have the donor symbol on my driver's license. It's one of the things that my daughter, who's in medical school, has kind of pounded into the family is that, you know, hey, if you have the opportunity, you know, if your time is up, make sure you you don't take all that stuff with you. So that's great news. This is KQ4WHN. Anyone else have any comments, questions, or thoughts? Call in the net. Let's have a conversation. Got an egg and roll. Go ahead.
This is Kilo Quebec 4 Zulu Yankee uniform again. Since it was quiet, I figured I'd give you a why. This is my weekday location. My other location is a weekend location.
but the weekend location is what's listed on QRZ.
Well, you know, that's entirely up to you and how you want to handle that, but you did answer that little question in the back of my mind that I really didn't have a reason to have answered, but I'm glad you did. So thanks for coming in and answering that question for me. I am a nosy person at nature, but, you know, that's just how things go.
I'm trying to check in pretty regular, and there ain't no sense keeping on with the confusion there. Anyway, appreciate you doing that. I'll say that in your trees. Everybody have a good night. AQ4ZYU.
Appreciate that. Anyone else want to check in? Let's go ahead and do a round of check-ins. It's the bottom of the hour, and there's always one or two that kind of wander in here as we continue the conversation. So anybody in sound of my voice want to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KQ4WHN. KQ4WHN, net control. Control, if you would please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Lima, Echo. That's KQ4ZLE. This is Anthony. I'm in Townville, South Carolina, on Lake Hartwell. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, sir. You and nobody on the net.
4WHN. And everyone on the net, please check in. And 4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane up here in Cleveland, no traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Mark.
4WHN. Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR4EEE, Greg in Hendersonville. I've got no comment, no chute tonight. Thanks for calling the net, Mark. However, I am going to listen in on the Charles Duke conversation.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize KQ4ZLE. That's Anthony there in Townville, right there on the lake. Thanks for joining us. I got N4ZLK Shane, who's up in Cleveland on the very top edge of South Carolina looking down at all of us. Thanks for joining us tonight, Shane. And then I've got KR4 Echo, 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 that's Greg there in Hendersonville. Greg, you're our lucky door prize winner. If we had a door prize, you'd be the winner anyway. You are number 50 in the check-ins. Yeah, we started off strong with the Charles Duke conversation, space program, and I'm surprised nobody else popped up and said, yeah, I had the Lee Majors action figure, but maybe I was the only one. But I had Lee Majors, and I had the Apollo landing capsule thing that came with him for an extra couple of bucks, and that was a big part of my my Saturday and Sunday afternoons when I was a kid. But love it. Anybody anywhere have a question, check in, or comment? Call KQ4WHN. Throw one out there just because it happened to me and I can speak to it. My first POTA experience going to the Bunched Arrow Heritage Preserve just below Tigerville, South Carolina. And on two different bands, I think it was 20 and maybe 12, I can look back at my log and be specific, ran into a guy who was doing a POTA in another park that just happened to be Paris Mountain. Paris Mountain State Park. And my logbook showed him as 2.9 miles away, which I know there's ground wave, and I know that HF with Nevis, you can do short distances, but to hit the same guy twice on two bands was just mind-bending to me. I shared that with Patrick on the way back home that day. It was about a week ago Saturday. And just was not prepared for that conversation to happen. So I'm curious, has anybody else experienced something in the way of HF conversations, which you typically think are longer range bands, kind of in the under 10-mile range? I just didn't think that would be all that common, but it sure blew me away.
Okay. Thing. I tell you a couple of experiences. I set up my station. We lived in Simpsonville. I had an HF station up, and I set it up and had a very poorly set up antenna, HF antenna. in the backyard. I had an 80-meter dipole that I bent 45 degrees to make it work, and it was only about 12 feet off the ground at one end. And was talking to a guy with a New York call, a one call, or two call. I guess two call. And he was coming in loud and clear, and I commented on it. I think we were on 80 meters, and he's like, no, I live here in Simpsonville now. So he was just over a mile from the house, but it was like we were next door, because we were. And then there's a station, he's passed away now, a lot of people know him, Jack, W4TWX, I believe, lives in 6 Mile, and he's a little further, 16 miles away. But one night I was scrolling through 20 meters and heard him talking to somebody overseas. I could hear both sides of the conversation, and when he was done, I spoke with him. But that wasn't very often that I could get him on 20 meters being that close, but it just worked out that night.
Advancement and propagation are everything, but yeah, that was, I was not prepared for that. I was hitting folks all over the East Coast and at Florida and Texas and New Hampshire, and you know, I was just an infed wire up in a tree, but it was reaching out, and for the time of day, I wasn't expecting anybody on the you know, mountain time zone or California, Oregon, Washington. It was a little early for them, so didn't expect a lot of folks that were not Eastern time or Central time. And when I had a guy call me from Paris Mountain, I just I was not prepared for that. But interesting.
The funny thing, it's basically how CB radio works. It's you know, close to the 10 meter band. It's 11 meter band, they call it, and it does skip, but with low power and driving down the road, you know, a mile or two away, that's what you're working on basically with CB radio, is ground wave. There's another station that he's a guy that lives local here in Greenville. He goes up to Paris Mountain and works Parks on the Air CW a lot. And I've worked him on two or three bands. He's at Paris Mountain, and I'm up here in Cleveland. It's probably 14 miles away, something like that. And as the crow flies, and I've worked him two or three times on CW. So it can happen.
Before WHN, Shane, do you see that more or less or about the same with CW versus voice versus other modes? I can't say that I've had an FT8 conversation that was less than, say, 150 miles, but I haven't done a lot of that in the field, and I have a compromised HF antenna in the attic here, so don't really have a good way to judge it. But just curious if you've if you're a paddler, a key guy with CW, if you see it any more or less frequency with that mode.
And four, is that okay? Mark, I don't know if I could say one or the other. I worked aerial on a field day one time. He was looking for, I think it was 160 meter contact, and you know, that's more of a nighttime winter band, but I don't remember what time of year it was, but we were able to work, and he's maybe 12 miles away from me as the crow flies, based on QRZ. So I don't know, I couldn't tell you if CW breaks through more than voice, but I have made those contacts up close.
My learning journey that I find interesting, that every time I go out and I try something new, I end up with just a little bit more knowledge and a little bit more experience. But that was an interesting day. Let me go ahead and throw out another call for check-ins, because we've been talking here for just a minute. Anyone anywhere want to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KQ4WHN or net control. All right, then. Well, Shane, I appreciate the feedback. That's it's not as rare as I had imagined it, but without the properly configured antenna, I was not prepared for something that close. But anyone anywhere want to comment on that or anything else? We're going to be here for just a few more minutes. Call KQ4WHN.
Don't come in.
KR4 BLX Tom here in Greenville. Shane and Mark, thank you for your discussion on close contact on HF. I've been trying to contact my son on HF in Hendersonville, and we've been able to make contacts nearly around the world, of course, and but we can't talk to each other, so we've been really trying to play the Invis antenna setup to see what we can do without much luck. And I'm just curious if the contacts you and Shane talked about, you think, are those, and I'm just learning about this, are those ground wave contacts, or are you somehow able to do NVIS on your antenna, however it was set up? Over.
I had a sloper antenna, NFED half wave. It's a full 80-meter antenna that's designed to be thrown up in a tree, but it's 143 feet of wire, which is a bit of a pain and something that I struggle to get airborne. So I think I end up with half of my antenna that is up in the air and ready to talk to the world, and then the other half is more nivis and bouncing up and down with more of a straight up and down launch angle. So I've got another one coming to me in the mail that I'm going to put together maybe over the weekend. That'll be a little shorter, a little more focused on 20 meter. But I can't rule out that on is I don't have it high enough, so it's not getting the launch angle that it should. And, you know, I'm doing most of this stuff when I'm running around in the daytime, so you're only going to have the propagation you're going to have in the daylight.
Excuse me, I'd be curious. The station that's asked that question, what bands are you trying to contact your son on up in Nashville?
Roger. This is Tom, KR4BLX. And my son, he's actually in Hendersonville, a little closer, but it seems the mountains are hard to kind of work through. And honestly, we talked to the folks at the Wireman to try to get a good antenna set up, and they basically said find a good elder, and so we just keep working. But so we are trying 40 and 80. Haven't tried anything other than 80, but we've been trying that, and we're both using NFED antennas. Mine's a long 132-foot antenna, 40 meters, I think, and his is a shorter one, 32, so it's a half wave for a 20, and so I guess that's just really not that optimum, and we both understand that antennas kind of seem to be everything, and we're just trying to figure out the best approach before we spend a lot of money on something that may or may not work, and that's what we're doing, mostly in the evening. A couple weekends ago, 10-meter band was really lively. We've made a lot of contacts on that, which is something that I rarely have any luck with. But there were a lot of contacts being made on 10-meter a couple weeks, maybe 3 or 4 weekends ago. Over.
Okay. Okay, Tom, I believe you said your name was. I was going to suggest probably between here and Hendersonville, 80 meters would probably be the best, and after dark. I think this is just my personal opinion and from what I've seen, so I could be wrong on this, but I think the higher the band, like 10 meters, you would probably have to be a lot closer for the ground wave to work. I'm not sure, but it seems like I don't have any trouble making contacts on 80 meters, even locally. There's a South Carolina sideband net that meets on 3915, and I hear people from all over Greenville, Spartanburg, and all the way down the coast of South Carolina, and some from out of state. I meet up with some guys from Georgia sometimes, and one of the guys who is from Georgia lives here in the upstate now, and he's just 8 miles away from me, and I copy him no problem on 80 meters. So, and I have an NFED as well. I've got 130-foot wire, and it's not optimal. It's only up about 30 feet at one end, and it starts out. I've got it up at 25 feet. It may be 35 feet at the other end. And definitely the higher up you have it, the more distance you'll get. So if you've got it closer to the ground, the takeoff angle is sharper. So it would, as you've, you know, mentioned, you would have that effect of getting closer contacts, but 30 feet or 32 feet, whatever you said, would not be optimal for 80 meters for sure. You might copy on it, and if you were close enough, you know, somebody might hear your signal, but that probably wouldn't be very resonant at all for 80 meters. But that's just something I've learned, something I've experienced, and just wanted to put that two cents in. I'm not an expert. There are a lot of people on this repeater that know a lot more than me, but that's just my experience. I'll turn it back to Net. KQ4WHN, N4ZLK.
WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, Shane, that's the one thing that I've absolutely learned is if it doesn't work, try something else. So trying to get my antenna here in the attic to talk to anybody was a bit of a struggle, and then I started repositioning it and making different parts of it. It's an off-center dipole, and I had to route it around the heating and air unit that's up there, and went from basically getting maybe as far as New York State and almost never Florida to pretty comfortably anything on the East Coast, anything west out to Colorado. And it's just, you know, same antenna, same coax, same radio, but just change the shape of where you're moving the wire, and suddenly it changed things. So I think height is a big part of it. I think orientation and radiation is a big part of it. You know, which way is the antenna facing? If you're going north to south, it's going to be harder to talk to Hendersonville versus, you know, northwest to southeast. Might be a better radiation angle to have it set up so that, you know, we're going sideways out the wire, so we want to make sure we got that going. But again, not an expert either, but just learning what I can learn, and trying new things has always been good for me.
KL4BLX, I appreciate the comments from both of you. I've jotted down the 3915 frequency for the 80 meter. That's great. And I just offer this information that's new to me. My 130-foot wire runs out of an upstairs attic across a pole barn where I have some lawn equipment and things, and then in my yard. But the pole barn roof just really fell apart in the last month, and so I needed to replace it. So this past weekend, I put a metal roof on it, and my wire is about 6 to 8 feet over it. And I was concerned that I might mess up the propagation and the transmission, but testing it since, it's about 30 pole barn. The wire goes right over it. That metal underneath it does not seem to have effect, both reception and transmission. And so, just as information, I wasn't sure if I would need to rewrap my wire after I got my roof repaired with the metal roof. The old roof was not metal. But just for information. So, appreciate the comments tonight very much. KL4BLX.
LX, this is KQ4WHN. Tom, I appreciate the thoughts. I appreciate the conversation. And, yeah, never would have given much thought to putting an antenna over a metal roof. Under, I'd have all sorts of concerns. But I don't know if that acts as a ground plane or a reflective surface or what, but I'm sure that that information's out there somewhere. But I've been warned repeatedly to, you know, make sure you don't have any foil insulation or metal in the shingles and, you know, different things if you have to live in an HOA like I do and deal with those kinds of issues, that you don't have anything that's going to reflect your radiation as you go out and trying to communicate with the outside world. You don't want to have metal over your head. But metal under the antenna, that's an interesting concept that I'm going to have to do some research on that and see what that is. But I'm glad to hear it works well. All right. Well, we're getting to the top of the hour or on the way there. So let me call out one more time for anyone that wants to check in to Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KQ4WHN. Anyone, anywhere. Everybody checked in that's going to check in. Any other comments, any other thoughts, any other
sage counsel from someone who's been doing this longer to help out some hams with their antenna configuration. If you want to come forward and throw out a comment, throw out an opinion, that's why we're here. Let's go ahead and get that done, and we'll wrap it up. Lively discussion tonight. I appreciate it. Ross, thanks for kicking us off. Shane, thanks for commentary. Tom, thank you for coming in with your questions. And just everybody everywhere, appreciate you every Tuesday night coming in and joining us. Got Gary, KI4DOS, is going to be running the net tomorrow night, and I'm sure he's going to want to hear from you as well. So, by all means, join us same bat time, same bat channel tomorrow. And don't forget, Gary runs the swamp net at the end of the regular check-ins on Wednesday nights. So, give me 1 minute. I'll go ahead and send my net report, and we'll call tonight. This is KQ4WHN. And this is me securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for those checking in. We'll be returning the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, thanks for the conversation, and everyone have a great night.